Might wait till like the second last day.
Item 11. Discussion possible action on R.W. Harden and Associates Professional Service Contract for Groundwater Consulting Services. Wheelock.
Mr. Chairman and members, good morning. This is the item that John Baker mentioned to you earlier as a follow-on to the discussions on negotiating for groundwater leases in Milam County and our efforts there. We, in the process of doing that, the world is getting more complicated with the groundwater districts and the GMAs, et cetera. We currently do not have access to the technical expertise of a groundwater consultant, and due to the potential investments that the authority may be making, it looks like it may be prudent for us to do that. So this is an action item for your consideration. The scope in general for this would be for us to refocus our efforts on looking at groundwater, looking at the focus area on the technical aspects of it, the hydrogeology, and then also as we identify specific tracts of land, and someone mentioned earlier, we would be able to apply the expertise of a groundwater firm to look at those and bring recommendations back to us, and to take conjunctive use by up to its next level, and also to just address some of the permitting issues with those groundwater districts. So with that, we've gone through our standard solicitation process. We've received a number of good responses. The firm that stacked up the best and the recommendation to you is the firm of R.W. Harden, which is a specialist in groundwater. They've got very long experience in the Carrizo. Have done a number of the groundwater availability models. They're highly qualified and they're very familiar with the Brazos River Authority and what our goals are. So with that, I can answer questions. And on the resolution itself, I would say that this would be an authorization for a multi-year contract. The dollars that are mentioned are only partially covered in the current year's budget. This would be a multi-year arrangement. And it's going to be, it's a not-to-exceed contract. So to the extent that we don't need these services, we're not going to spend them. It's a pay-as-you-go, not-to-exceed. And with that, I'll be prepared to read the resolution.
Has this firm been hired at any time by the Post Oak Savannah already to do this kinds of mapping and hydrology for the
job? We asked them for disclosure on who they've worked for, and it's a list as long as my arm. They've worked statewide for a number of people. I don't know that they've worked specifically for the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater District. I don't, to my knowledge, they have not.
It just seems to me we're hiring another firm to evaluate the same groundwater that the conservation districts have already done and pretty well mapped. And I just don't know how it correlates with work already done, and we're paying another firm to do the work that someone else has already done that we may have access to, or I don't know. I don't know the answer.
From
the groundwater hydrologists have found a new market.
I would say yes. The interest in groundwater is different, obviously, on the upswing. There is going to be some of that we'll be paying for information that's already been developed for them to tailor it directly to us. I think that's probably just the cost of doing business and getting a seat at the table, to some degree of it. As far as looking at specific tracts of land, as from the groundwater side, they tell me that there are technical items, faulting zones within the Carrizo that need to be looked at, local situations, groundwater quality. So that's the recommendations that we think we need.
I just know that the Post Oak of Savannah has spent several hundred thousand dollars already in the last several years evaluating Carrizo Wilcox. And I don't know whether that's information that would be available to us. And it could be that a firm like this could go and get that or correlate it and tailor it to what we're looking for. But I'd hate to see us start all over at something that's already been highly analyzed.
Well, obviously there's a wealth of information there, and we know that the groundwater exists. It comes down to making the decisions on investments on specific tracts of land. And if you have competing tracts, are there differences where there may be cost differential in the infrastructure needed to develop the groundwater?
But what specifically do we expect from them on this, for this service?
We went through a process that was staff-driven on identifying specific tracks or trying to attract the market to come to us on specific tracks to look at to acquire groundwater for that Central Texas, particularly the Williamson County area. We did identify some, and when we got into details talking to the negotiations with those specific tracks, there were questions on the technical side that we needed to get answered. We didn't have that expertise. But where we are right now, we think we need a firm to help us identify other tracks if we've been unsuccessful so far. And then also on the property that John described in executive session, we may need some help on the negotiations on actually closing a deal with those tracks.
Do you think the $500,000, is that just a figure somebody came up with, or? I'm just kind of curious. How did you come up with $500,000?
Well, there's a story there. We went through a process of everything we thought that we might need on the whole range. And some of this had to do with, well, how many tracts of land are we actually going to be identifying? Is it going to be one or is it going to be four? So we had to make some judgment calls. And when we did the whole scope of work, what we actually added up to was $1.2 million. And that number had sticker shock associated with it, so you know, we didn't bring you that larger number. So we went through and we cut down the number of tracks. In some cases, we were saying, well, we may look as many as two tracks instead of four in detail. Now, also, what's all involved in this is the infrastructure estimates, detailed cost estimates on infrastructure investments and O&M to move the water to Williamson County based on the projected needs as they exist today, which have changed over the last few years because of the sales that we've made through the Stillhouse and Williams County Raw Water Line, and then also the Lake Travis water coming to Williams County. That's changed the mix of how much water is needed and where. That needs to be updated too. So some of that's in here.
So that's part of this, other than just looking at cracks in the aquifer and that kind of stuff.
Yes. So in other words, it's a fairly broad scope, and depending on what the market, how the market comes to us and what negotiations we need, we'd do it on a pay-as-you-go basis.
So geologists don't come cheap.
They don't, obviously.
So what we're going to get from them is strictly the acquisition of properties. Are we going to get any information on what it would cost us to move the water around on the surface, or what?
Both of those. We will get recommendations from a specialist in the field on whether or not it's reasonable to make an investment in specific tracks, and we would get those cost estimates. That's right.
Any other questions, Mr. Wheelock, Mr. Jaggs?
I have a question for you. What kind of background investigation did you do on this company? You said you had this long list of people that they had done business with before. Did you ever call any of them?
We knew a number of them that are active in the Carrizo area.
Did you ever call them and ask them about this company?
Yes.
What'd they say?
Yeah. Nothing but the highest regard for them. Professional. Long history in the business.
Do you know if they've ever been sued by someone because they couldn't do their work right?
Not to my knowledge, they've not, but I don't know.
Did you ever check the public records?
On lawsuits?
On this company, yes.
No, sir.
Have they ever been in bankruptcy?
I haven't checked.
You know, since I'm probably on my last board meeting, I'm going to suggest to our executive director and our attorney that we come up with a standard method of investigating these companies that we're fixing to spend all this money with. You know, we've gotten ourselves into problems before, just like on Ionix. What was it? They said 21 other companies somewhere had problems with this equipment, and we didn't ever know about it. We've got to do a better job investigating these people.
And John, I don't disagree with you, and your point's well taken. However, the investigation would have revealed on those other companies, on Ionix, zero.
Well, I'll bet you if you had a good investigator doing some investigating, they would have found it out.
I'm not debating.
I'm not saying we have to do this right now, but I'm telling you, you better be darn sure you know who you're doing business with and what kind of track record they've got, and it better be investigated very carefully. Because, you know, I've sat here for 6 years and sweated and worried about all these lawsuits. And I'm just telling y'all that are going to be left here after I'm gone that you better be careful about signing these contracts with people when you haven't done a proper investigation.
I think it's a point well taken, Mr. Scott.
We do. And I appreciate that.
Now, the Lane Christensen Company has been very active. They're pumping water. They're out of the ground, out of the Wilcox right now. Do we know who their hydrologist was? I mean, they spent a lot of money. And, you know, it'd be interesting to know whether these people have done any work for them or. Who are they? Are they pumping it into the Milam water supply pipes? And that's the extent of what they're doing?
Lane Christian has developed a well field, and one well in particular that we've actually seen the pumping test for. They may have one contract with one WSC. I'm not sure they're actually supplying water to them yet. And I'm not sure who their groundwater hydrologist is for Lane Christian.
I mean, they've got leases all over these two counties. And they knew what they wanted when they went in and got the water rights.
They have been very aggressive in their leasing.
The company at our local county fair 2 weeks ago spent $55,000 on youth projects. And so they're pretty well financed. And they've done their homework in terms of where the water is. They've pretty well captured or identified it and tied it up. And have we ever looked at whether they're interested in having a partner to finance a pipeline? Because that's where they're falling down. No one can, when it comes down to pumping water out of the counties and to where it's needed at some point, everyone falls short on how they're going to get a pipeline built. And that's, you know, that's the government.
Sal, or Mr. Director, I would assume that Lane may have their own hydrologist in-house because that's where they're really deep in expertise. That's their one of their core businesses. I'm not aware of any water that's actually moving yet into any of the service area that we're talking about. They are part of the group that you mentioned earlier that are paying significant amounts of permit fees to the district. I would suppose that there is the possibility at some point in time, if the options to us appear to be limited, that we might would do some kind of a deal with Lane Christensen to be the guys that transported the water. We haven't totally ruled that out. But that would be a question that we would have to work through to see the comparative cost of what they could do it for, whether or not we could piggyback on some kind of infrastructure that they already have in place, or whether it would just be better for us to do it on our own. But I'm not aware of any specific routes that they've identified into the service area that we're talking about, and particularly not in using the water. I'm sure not aware of any plans that they would have to bring the water in close to Lake Granger, which is the area where we would get the conductive use component that will prove to be really, really important to us.
Lake Granger is a lot shorter than building a pipeline to San Antonio. They didn't know they had an option that they, you know, where that might be a possibility. I don't know.
Just thinking this through, we need to have our own hydrologist, though, whenever we do contemplate scenarios.
Well, they're thinking that there's a baseline they can start from rather than reinventing something. I think Gary Westbrook would share that. Maybe not.
I think any of the information that the district has that they've gotten from their hydrologist would be available to R.W. Hardin and Associates, and they'd want to use that, probably doing some check of the validity, what they believe the validity of that information to be. But that would be public information that would be available to us. R.W. Hardin is a very, very well-respected hydrologist group. Anytime you get someone in an area that has as much activity with it, with the credentials that R.W. Hardin has, there is a possibility that they might have worked with the party that we're working with, and we'll just have to work through that as we get to each of those individual cases. The contract is a not-to-exceed contract. We will pay them for the services that they provide when they provide them, and we will, at each point, critical point, in deciding whether to do the next step or not, we will, they will have to have our authority before they do that. And so we will not commit to the $500,000 except with each individual item as we go through that process.
Thank you, John. I'm sorry, with all the discussion, have you read the resolution yet?
No.
Not yet.
Please, go ahead, please read.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a professional services agreement with R.W. Hardin and Associates for groundwater hydrology services for a total not to exceed cost of $500,000.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion for adoption?
I move.
Carolyn moves for adoption. Second yes. By Ms. Kilgore.
Yes.
Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette? Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Seconino?
Yes.